Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to better build relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 5, Justice. It was a Friday evening in the Wavy newsroom, about 90 minutes from our 10 p.m. broadcast on Fox 43, when a collective groan enveloped the center workspace. I stood and shouted, "What's up?" across our socially distant confines. Producer Angela Gregory answered, eyes focused on the screen, "Ginsburg died." Immediately, the conversation shifted to reworking the order of our news rundown and how the initial shock of losing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, an iconic figure of the Supreme Court's liberal wing for 27 years, would shift to the storm that would soon sweep our body politic. In the days that followed, I thought Ginsburg's passing could inspire this edition of Light the Way in one word: justice. Our current conversations modified the term justice in a variety of categories: social, racial, economic, environmental, all of which, in one way or another, shape how we view the world. Justice itself is simply just behavior, fair play, equity. It is a pillar of the American experience. So in honor of Justice Ginsburg, a woman who earned her position to uphold justice, I search for that common thread in some of the news of the week. Tamara Scott covered a voter registration drive in Virginia Beach organized by Teens with a Purpose. The right to vote and justice are inseparable in a constitutional republic. It's the foundation for how we strive for fairness in government. The image of a leatherback turtle washed up on the shores of East Beach in Norfolk is linked by what some would call the need for environmental justice, either being better stewards of our natural home or tending to creatures in need, as the Virginia Aquarium Stranding Response Team did in this case. Deanna Bettineschi showed us economic justice in Norfolk. The company Always There Home Healthcare surprised valued employee Khadijah Reed with an SUV because she had no vehicle of her own. "I'm just happy that they cared enough," an emotional Reed told Deanna, "because they really didn't have to do it, but they did." And then there's the retired English teacher in Chesapeake who just can't put down the book. Aisha Tolliver introduced us to Tim Weston, who tutors students from his driveway free, weather permitting, of course. Understanding justice takes education. Finally, an image that moved this reporter to tears: 20,000 symbols of how we grieve as one nation in divisive times. That's how many American flags volunteers placed near the Washington Monument. Each one represents 10 lives lost to COVID-19. The display shows the value of human life. Each one of us, all valuable soldiers in the quest for justice. Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to the stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.